The State Department of Health Services says around 47% of Arizonans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. According to the CDC, Arizona is in the bottom half of states in terms of the number of vaccinated residents per 100,000 in population. In some states, officials are trying to entice residents to get the shots by offering money, in some cases, lots of money or other prizes. Five Ohioans who get immunized will win $1 million lottery prizes. California, Colorado, and other states have set up similar programs. Arizona health officials say they're not planning on anything like that, although Pima County has offered some incentives for residents there to get vaccinated. The incentives have raised a lot of questions, both in terms of their ethics, but also their effectiveness. With me to talk more about all that is Art Kaplan, director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. And Art, let's start with the latter issue. Are these incentives actually effective?
Well, the honest answer to the do they work is we don't know. Have some experience with incentives in the workplace, telling people control your blood pressure, watch your weight, do healthy things. Those turn out to work a little bit, but not great. You have to pay people a lot of money to get them to do things, like in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and they tend to fade out over time. They don't really lead to serious behavior change. But obviously, vaccination is a one-off. You just got to do it once or twice, and you're done. And so the early returns so far look like it's helping a little bit, but I'm not sure it's going to push us to where we need to be.
Does it matter what the incentive is? I mean, we've heard about, for example, in Ohio, you know, they're offering lots and lots of money. You know, here in Arizona, they're offering baseball tickets, things like that, among other things. Does it matter what the incentive actually is?
Well, I don't think it matters a lot. I think it matters more that, you know, it works. So whether you're getting a fishing license, free drink, free meal, we've seen people offer donuts all the way up to the college tuition lotteries and so on. It's well worth the investment. That is saving money by preventing COVID cases and lockdowns and getting schools to stay open. That costs a lot of money. So whatever's being spent on these incentives, if you get slight increases, it's good. On the other hand, I have my doubts about how many people are going to go get vaccinated for a donut. I have a feeling it's the big lotteries that draw people's attention.
Well, and do you think it's safe to say that these incentives aren't really necessarily changing people's minds about maybe thinking that the vaccine is effective or it's something that they ought to do? Like, is it safe to say that they're just kind of in it for what they can get out of it?
So I think there's two kinds of people who haven't been vaccinated yet. One is a core group of people who hate vaccination, don't want to do it, didn't like vaccination before COVID. I don't think they're signing up for lotteries or free fishing licenses. Then there's another group, it's bigger, the hesitant and the somewhat lazy. Yeah, I'll do it, but I got to make time to get there and it's out of my way and I don't really want to drive over to the CVS or the Walmart and wait in line or to some sports stadium. Or people are just like, well, I'll do it, but I have a little bit of doubt about whether it really is safe or whether I need it because maybe I feel like I've been exposed. I think these lotteries and the incentives are going to tip those people over. It's the difference between vaccine hesitancy and hardcore vaccine resistance. I don't think you're going to move the resistors, but I do think you might get some of the hesitant to start to decide, yeah, there's benefit here. Plus, maybe it is worth my time to drive over and enter the lottery as well as get a vaccine at the same time.
Has anything like this been done before? I mean, have there been instances where we've tried to get people to get vaccinated and had to offer them stuff?
You know, I don't know of any precedent around vaccination like this. Going all the way back to the polio epidemics of the 50s, people were so terrified of polio that they brought their kids in without incentives and lined them up and seeing dead or paralyzed children, I really think, terrified Americans. Flu vaccination programs, no. We've sometimes had sort of jamborees where people got a hot dog or something if they showed up to the flu shot site, but nothing like the scale we're seeing here.
So what does that tell you then, I guess, about the idea of where people are in this country on vaccines, that in the past, we haven't really needed to get people incentives to do things, but it seems like now we do. And as you pointed out, in some cases, they will work, and in some cases, they won't.
Well, I think it tells us two things to have to go to incentives. One is the issue of vaccination became politicized, so some people aren't going to do it because they think it's giving in, if you will, to a position, either wearing a mask or getting a vaccine that they don't want to do as part of their politics. So we haven't really had ideological vaccination in the past, but we have it now. The incentives may tip people over who say, well, you know, maybe I'm not going to hold the line on this. After all, Trump got vaccinated, Pence got vaccinated, Governor Abbott got vaccinated, Mitch McConnell's been vaccinated. Throw in a little bit of a prize and maybe I'll get vaccinated. The other is we've lost a little bit of credibility and trust in our scientists and doctors. I think the internet has undercut that. So there's all kinds of false and phony and misinformation out there on the internet. People see it, transmit it, and there are governments out there trying to undermine us. I don't think Dr. Salk and Dr. Sabin had to face that when they were pushing polio vaccine.
Right. Well, do you think this then becomes kind of a slippery slope where we have to offer things to get people to get vaccinated against COVID-19? Are people just going to start expecting this to become the norm going forward for maybe not just vaccines, but for other public health kinds of things?
Well, my only hesitancy about incentives like this for vaccines are, first, it may set us up anytime we want to either do another vaccine or some other good public health program. People may say, oh, well, what's in it for me? Is there a prize or an award or a discount or some free meal card? And I don't think that's a position we want to get into. People want to pursue public health because it's good for them, not because they're going to get some kind of fiscal reward. Remember, by the way, in the case of vaccines, we already paid for these vaccines through our tax money. That's what Trump did when he bought Moderna, Pfizer, Janssen vaccine way in advance. So an incentive using a lottery is paying for something twice. We paid for the vaccine and now we're giving rewards if you take the vaccine. I don't think that's a position we want to get ourselves into. The other bad part is people who did the right thing may feel like they got jerked around a little bit. They went out and got vaccinated. Nobody gave them a free drink. Now they're seeing others get rewards who were lagging. I hope we don't see that become part of a problem in trying to disseminate any good public health message where people say, well, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to miss the lottery.
Art Kaplan is director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine.